Good evening, this is Bill Applegate with WKNR News. A new communication satellite has been fired into space from Cape Kennedy aboard a fiery three-stage rocket. Officials at the Cape say the so-called space switchboard is intended to do more than double the number of trans-Pacific satellite telephone and television circuits. Early phases of the flight are described as normal. Hotelman Conrad Hilton's eldest son, Nicky, has died in Beverly Hills, California at the age of 42. He'd been under treatment for a heart condition. Conrad Hilton Jr. was president of the Hilton Foundation, a director of the Trans World Airlines and Hilton International Companies. The U.S. government says it agrees in principle to the French proposal for Big Four efforts to solve the Arab-Israeli dispute. But the United States wants informal, behind-the-scenes discussions at the UN in New York first to lay the groundwork. Israel's ambassador to the United States says he does not expect four-power talks in the Mideast to lead to any change in the positions of the Big Four nations. Interviewed on the Israeli state radio, the ambassador said even if the powers reach some agreement, he does not think it will be to Israel's benefit. President Boumedjian of Algeria has declared Arab states have no right to bargain with Israel on behalf of Arab Palestinians. His words apparently were aimed at President Nasser of Egypt and King Hussein of Jordan, who have accepted, in principle, a UN resolution calling for a political settlement in the Mideast. Algeria has been one of the main contributors of arms and money to Palestine guerrilla organizations operating against Israel. The Colombian Airlines plane, hijacked this afternoon with 47 persons aboard, has landed at Santiago in southeastern Cuba. All aboard are reported safe. There is no information yet on the air pirate or pirates in this year's 13th skyjacking. District Attorney Jim Garrison is expected to start tomorrow outlining his case of conspiracy in the assassination of President John Kennedy. On trial is retired New Orleans business executive Clay Shaw. Selection of a jury and two alternates was completed today. An Army private being flown to Fort Riley, Kansas for court-martial has made a parachute jump escape into rugged country about 15 miles northwest of Topeka. The prisoner is identified as 24-year-old Private Donald Till, accused of disobeying a lawful order, disrespect for an officer, and being AWOL. Just before he made the 3,000-foot jump, Till is said to have questioned his guard about how to use a parachute. An air and ground search is being conducted for the fugitive. He had been stationed at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. The president of the school board in East St. Louis, Illinois, estimates that 75% of that city's public school teachers carry firearms. President Charles Merritt said they carry guns for their own protection from students, outsiders, militants, and even, in some cases, parents. Industrial production in Ireland has been severely crippled by a strike of 3,000 maintenance men. Some major food processing plants, factories, and exporting concerns have been forced to shut down completely. The maintenance men are seeking an increase of $12 a week. The average basic wage now is $30.60 a week. The Army has given top-level treatment to Private David McKibben of Gratiot, Wisconsin. Officers sent him to a dermatology clinic for a bare patch on his scalp, and transplants were successful in giving him a full head of hair. Then the Army sheared it all off to conform with regulations. The weather forecast, fair and colder tonight with a low near 10, mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high in the upper 20s. The current temperature is 19. That's the news. This is Bill Applegate on WKNR-FM, Dearborn.